Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the Light the Fight podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Light the Fight. As always, I'm your host, David, and today I have a guest with me. This is a new guest. This is not Jason, my buddy. This is Lacey.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on the podcast, Lacey.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited because I really needed your help today because Lacey, as you guys will be finding out, Lacey has a lot of experience in today's episode, and this episode has been a much requested episode from all the moms out there. Dads, if you are listening to this, you should be requesting this episode and you would be requesting this episode. But until you start listening more, because we got about 95% of our listeners on this podcast are moms on our other podcasts. Mm-hmm. Most of them are dads. So for all you moms out there, because we know you guys are the ones in the trenches working with your daughters on this specific subject, today's episode is going to be just for you and your daughters. This one we're titling 100% F-boy proof. So better yet, 100% F-boy SPF.
Exactly.
Now, if you don't know what F-boy is out there, pause this podcast, Google it, come back because I don't want to have an explicit E next to our podcast name.
Right.
So I'm not going to say what it's actually called. However, you should probably guess what the F stands for. Mm-hmm. And if you're not familiar with this terminology, a long time ago, actually, probably not too long ago. Brandon, look up when the term came about. At least 5-6 years ago, at least. Longer than that. Mm-hmm. A terminology was finally created. I was so happy when I heard this for the first time because for so many years, there's derogatory names for girls. But there wasn't really a derogatory name for boys that are a little wilding out, especially the really hypersexual boys, the perverted boys, until the term F-boy came out. And when it came out, 2014. There you go. Okay, so okay. 9 years. Yeah. 9 years, okay? And this term really says a lot, but what we're going to do in this episode is we're going to talk about how you can help your daughters be empowered, more importantly, how to keep themselves protected from the F-boys out there in three different categories. So before we get started in talking about that and take a deep dive in that, I just want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, 1-800-CONTACTS. If you need contacts, don't even think about it, you guys. Just go to 1-800-CONTACTS. It comes in a beautiful box directly to your door. They've been around for over 20 years. They're a local company here in Utah. They've been so kind and gracious to sponsor us. They're our community sponsor. Without them, a lot of these cool lights and stuff wouldn't be possible. So I want to give a big shout out to 1-800-CONTACTS. And also, if you need contacts, get them from 1-800-CONTACTS. So let's talk about this for a little bit. So Lacey is my F-boy correspondent right now, okay? I sent her out into the streets, and by the looks of her, guys, you guys could probably tell that she somehow has attracted more than one or two F-boys throughout her life. And that's not a diss on her. I'm just saying, every girl out there is going to attract their fair amount of F-boys. Mm-hmm. Attractive girls or have something going for them, it's almost like a challenge for the F-boys. But what you're going to find out in today's episode, and you're also going to find out from a workshop that Lacey's going to be helping me put on for your teenage girls out there. We'll talk about a little bit more in the episode, but I'll give you a little bit of teaser. I finally decided to do a workshop specifically to help teenage girls with this issue. And in fact, I take that back. I'm not going to give you a teaser. I'm going to actually talk to you about it for a second because I think it's relative to what we're going to be talking about. So to help you guys have a better understanding of this, in recent years, ever since day one, I started helping out teenagers and counseling. I was always helping out teenage girls that had been manipulated by some guy. Now, sometimes the manipulation was, you know, more like, hey, I want you to like me type manipulation, is a little bit like more innocent. Mm-hmm. However, the manipulations that really upset me and angered me the most and why I was happy to help these teenage girls were the manipulation by guys who are very, they're very sexual, very hypersexual, very perverted. And they really were out for one thing. And that was to have either sex or to hook up some sort of sexual intimacy with the girl. Now there's a type of guy. Now you may listen to this. You may be listening to this and say, what guy doesn't want that? There might be an argument for that. However, not all guys, that's not what they're all about. Not all guys like, oh, I just want to make out there no matter what. Like, let's get it on. Like, okay, whatever I got to do, let's make out. Mm-hmm. There's actually regular guys out there. So moms, daughters, do not give up on my species. There are a few of us. We're dwindling in number, unfortunately, right. Hence this podcast and the workshop. But so throughout the years, I was always really happy to help out these types of girls because I don't like people getting bullied. I don't like people getting taken advantage and manipulated. Partly because that happened to me growing up my whole entire life, mm-hmm. bullied and manipulated. But also, too, I can say for myself personally, I would never call myself an F-boy at my worst time in my life. However, I did want girls to like me, and I did want to get their attention. I did have friends that would do what F-boys do, and we'll get into that in a little bit. And I didn't like that. Now that I'm a grown man, and I was listening to teenagers come and talk to me as their therapist, I'd get so angry and upset because these guys were like evil. Mm-hmm. Like it was, I mean, it was so bad. Like for me, I'm like, if a girl didn't like me, I'm like, oh, it hurt my ego. And because I had a fair amount of shame, I was like, I don't want to talk to her again if she doesn't like me. Mm-hmm. But I'd actually put myself out there and tell a girl that I liked her. But the type of boys we're going to be talking about, they're very bad and unique breed. Unfortunately, they're growing in numbers. My personal opinion, you could probably close your eyes, spin around, throw a rock and hit two or three of them.
I agree.
With one rock, yeah. And may bounce off one, hit a couple other guys. Uh-huh. That's how many there are nowadays. And we're talking about why there are so many. So I'm helping these girls throughout the years. More and more girls are coming to me, but I'm even getting more and more concerned now. And I'm being very serious, you guys. And Lacey, I know you have a big heart for this and you don't mm-hmm. want to see this happen either.
Right.
Just this year, I mean, in 2023. I've already helped three girls that have been sexually raped. And they were sexually assaulted. And one of them was definitely raped. All three of them by boys that fall in this category. Mm-hmm. And I called up Lacey and I was like, Lacey, I'm tired of this. And the reason why I called up Lacey is Lacey and I, you know, she's okay with me sharing this. When she used to be one of those teenage girls that came to me for help.
I sure did. Yep, I did.
And I was very happy to help you. Yeah. But Lacey remembers these conversations I've had with her about these mm-hmm. predatory boys. And Lacey can testify that I got some information for you ladies out there.
Yep.
I can help you have some street smarts. And we're going to talk about some things that she's learned from it. So getting back to the girls I've helped, doing this for many years, but in just this short period of time, we haven't been barely a month and a half into the new year. Three girls already. I called Lacey. I said, Lacey, I'm tired. I'm done. Let's do something about this. And Lacey, like the soldier she is, she's like, let's go. She's like, let's do it. She's like, wait, you want me to talk about F-boys and help teenage girls?
So I got this.
She's like, I can do that. I got that. And also because where you're at right now, like you've been there, done that. Mm-hmm. Hey, you've been duped before, right?
Oh, yes.
Right? And you have a huge heart for girls who are just naive. They mm-hmm. just don't know.
Right.
So last thing we want is any of your daughters going out there ill-equipped, not having the street smarts and the street skills, how to handle these situations. So that's how it came about where I said, on top of being on the podcast, Lacey, will you help me put on these workshops for teenage girls? And your answer?
I was like, absolutely.
Like no question
yep,
about it.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I'm going to give the plug right now for the workshop. We're going to be doing some advertisements through our podcast. I don't know if I'm actually paid for those sponsored ads on Instagram. I kind of see those and I just kind of scroll past those. Mm-hmm. But through our followers here, we're going to be doing a workshop in April. And so how the workshop is going to go, it's going to be about 3 or 4 hours long on a Saturday. And this is called, you know, F-Boy 100% SPF. Like we want to give you the protection. The S stands for save you. Say, if you've been a girl that have been struggling with this type of relationship or you've come across these guys, you're stuck in a relationship right now with a guy like that, we want to save you from that. So we want to give you the knowledge and information how to get out of the relationship. And then the P is for protect. We want to protect you from being manipulated. There are certain things that you may be doing that you have no idea that makes you what I call a mark. A mark being in the streets. If someone, so for example, some of you may have seen on YouTube, there's some amazing people out there. They're amazing now. Didn't used to be amazing. They have YouTube channels because they went to prison for mugging people. They came out of prison. One guy in particular, I should give him a plug if I could remember his name, but he does these videos where he'll show women in a video and show people in a video and their posture, how they're walking, certain things that they're doing body language that makes them an easy target, that hence the name of Mark, right? Like they've marked their target. He said, I would look for a woman, phone in her hand, head down, purse kind of like la, 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 not even paying attention, because he didn't want someone who's going to easily fight back. He wanted someone who's naive, didn't see it coming, and just surrender and submit. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want anyone to put up a fight. That's the same thing. I'm not talking about the typical, the way you dress. Okay. I'm not going to address that, because there are certain things that could be argued that if a girl dresses a certain way, it could get certain types of attention. Getting certain types of attention does not mean that you are going to be able, that you're going to be dealing with an F boy. If you're a beautiful woman and you don't wear a lot of clothes or show a lot of skin, you're going to get a lot of attention from other women too. Mm-hmm. Like not just guys. Right. And you may get attention from guys and they may not be F boys. So I'm talking about the types of things you might be doing or your daughter might be doing that gets the attention from F boys that have nothing to do with how you dress. There's some very unique things. We're going to talk about that in the workshop. Then one of the most important things, give you guys some tools, some education. And then after that, the most important thing is the support. So for many years, I ran a nonprofit called Quit Trippin'. We did social support groups. Best thing I ever did. If there is a heaven and if I have a chance for them considering my application, it's because for 11 years straight, I did these support groups, which Lacey may or may not have went to before.
I did. Uh-huh.
You get 25, 30 teenagers sitting around, and it's like, dang, like you hear every story in the book, but it's a vibe of like they just support each other. So mm-hmm. we're going to put your girls together, your daughters together in this group after the whole entire event, provide food as well, put these girls together, and let's just talk about their struggles, things that they're worried about, they're insecure about. There's nothing like the support and honesty that happens amongst peers, right? When you go hang out with your girlfriends and you're having a bad day and mm-hmm. all day long, you've been telling everybody, I'm fine, I'm fine. What does your girlfriend do when you try to that crap with her?
She's like, what's going on?
Yeah. She's not buying it.
All walls come down. Yeah.
They're okay, I'm fine. Yeah. Right. So that's what I love about these groups. So you guys, please look for the flyers, look for the advertisements. It will be worth your money. I'm tired of it. Lacey's mm-hmm. tired of it. And if you parents are tired of it, or if it hasn't happened to your daughters, but you know that there's those sharks in the water, this workshop's gonna be for you guys. So now let's segue into the actual discussion and topic about it. Lacey, you're what, 26 years old now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. So you're obviously outside the teenage years, but close enough to it to still remember. Me, I can't remember my teenage years, right? Yeah. I just remember that I dressed like the kids are dressing now.
Right.
That's all I know. Still wearing Vans, never grew out of it. Luckily, they just came back in style, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So for you, you're still close to it. Looking back when you're a teenager and these types of boys were lurking and stuff like that, what do you think is some of the hardest challenges that teenage girls have when, like, just even noticing if mm-hmm. if a boy's an F-boy or not? Like, because they disguise themselves, right? They seem innocent at times. So what do you think are some of the biggest challenges for teenage girls?
I would say, especially for me, I mean, I would know what red flags were, but I would just look past it. You know, you have your gut feeling. You can tell that this person doesn't have pure intentions, but I would just be like a yes person, like people pleaser. Yeah. I feel like that's how a lot of girls / women are kind of today. They don't really have those standards or boundaries, or not really knowing themselves to be able to notice these intentions, you know?
People pleaser, you put it, that's a very good point. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. And you could say for yourself, being a people pleaser, you get red flags.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost like those spider senses, right? Like Spider-Man. Yeah. It's like F-boy alert. You're like,
right.
Oh, but maybe he's fine. Yeah. Like, you know, maybe he's just, you know, being a stupid boy, whatever. Mm-hmm. So when you're trying to please people, you say you look past some of those things. Is it almost like you're giving too much of a benefit of the doubt?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that gut feeling, especially as girls and women, we have that very deep, you know?
Yeah.
So we can feel like when something's off or the intentions aren't pure. And I feel like that's something I always did, even up until my 20s. I kind of would just like look past it because I wanted someone there, or I don't know, I wanted this person to care about me or something like that.
Do you think possibly also in society, I'm speaking very general, obviously, do you think maybe girls, especially that age, are kind of taught to like, hey, you know, give everybody a chance, be nice, mm-hmm. like give people the benefit of the doubt. And then you add that with a people pleaser, you can kind of get yourself like you're a mark for an F-boy and didn't even realize it.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm thinking about a lot of girls, you know, yourself included when you're younger, my concern was always those girls that were just trying to make everybody happy, but they also just want to be liked.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And wanting to be liked by people, is that the same as being physically attracted to a boy?
No.
Not, is it?
No, not at all.
So you think it's possible that some girls want people, especially not just boys, but girls to find them attractive, mm-hmm. just as much as guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
Teenage boys don't really, they don't see things in many colors like that.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes they see it as like, oh, she like me. She smile.
Yeah.
She must want to make baby yeah. with me.
Gives me attention.
Yeah, gave mm-hmm. me attention.
Mm-hmm.
And for you as a teenage girl, you're like, I did that to the other five guys. I just right. talked to
like, I just was saying just hi. Yeah.
Also, too, let's get into why some of the reason why girls will actually, especially people pleasers, talk to guys. Next thing you know, they find themselves in a situation where they're maybe accepting to go on a date that they didn't really want to go mm-hmm. on. Or maybe a guy's making a sexual advance on them and they don't really know how to handle that situation.
Right.
Again, people pleaser, trying to be nice, having a hard time saying no. Is that possible, even in the best intentions, that could, not that it should, but it could lead certain boys on, especially these F-boy type of characters?
100%. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it'd be out of character or in character for an F-boy to say, you're being a D-tease?
Yeah. I think it, yeah. I mean,
by the way, we're using initials here.
Right.
Trying to keep it PG.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or
like, you're flirting with me. Like, oh, you're just a tease. Like, whatever. Oh, you're just this. You're just that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the people that were, or the boys that we're saying to look out for, they're going to prey on these people pleasers or you being too nice or you not knowing like what to do in a situation. They know exactly how to prey on that. So I guess it's kind of putting it on ourselves to come off as like, you can't play with me, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, before we get a little bit more in that, because I want to talk about that, mm-hmm. Brandon, can you pull up what the definition on, whatchamacallit, the street one, street def, Urban Dictionary. Pull up Urban Dictionary's definition of an F-boy. I know, I haven't read it in a while. I've read it before. Because there's one specific thing that I think is something the F-boys do that just catches all these girls off guard, and that is they say very shocking things.
Mm-hmm.
Things that like, a typical guy would never just right. say something like that to a girl.
Yeah.
And also they dote with tons of attention.
Mm-hmm.
So if a girl's really insecure, they're going to smother her with attention.
Mm-hmm.
And oddly enough, even really pretty girls can be really insecure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So F-boy is, okay. Work with me. I haven't read this through quite yet, so we may have to edit some of this out. Okay. F-boy is somebody who says I'm bad at relationships as if it's nearly an absolute truth. An F-boy is also someone who is just so emotional that he cannot deal with it. I can't even. I just can't. This is too much for me. He, the F-boy, is fundamentally confused and is unsure of what he wants. However, he will seemingly sincerely play like he is more involved or enamored than he actually is in interest of getting romantic attention and scratching the romantic sex itch. He is superficially intimate, as if acting from a script he knows all too well. F-boys operate from a superficial level of consciousness, and although he will seem like he is connected, time will show you that he never was. He does not care about the details of your day, your friends, or your family, the beautiful complexity of your essence. F-boys are unable to truly respect and be present with any woman he is with. He has a hard time respecting women as whole human beings, and furthermore, he lacks self-awareness about this. I'm going to tell you the reason why. Okay, you agree with that? That was actually more complex than I remembered the definition to be.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, what'd you think about that definition?
I agree. Yeah, I like it.
Pretty spot on,
it
huh?
It is, yeah.
It's like acts all emotionally charged. Fine. Well, if you don't love me, this and that, mm-hmm. well, I guess we're going to hang out tonight. But, you know, like, I guess we can't hang out unless we have sex. And the girl's like,
right.
Well, we haven't even held hands. Like, right. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Or it's like they'll come shower you with everything you want to hear, everything you love, and then completely retract and do that, make you feel bad because then you don't want to have sex with them or you want a relationship or something like that.
And like I said, they're trying to scratch that sexual itch. Mm-hmm. So for some teenage girls watching this, it may not be actual sex. It's just some sort of sexual act that makes them feel like you like them. They're accepted. Mm-hmm. If they can't get you to do that, they get pissed off. Mm-hmm. They get angry and like, fine.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the girl's like, wait a second. You're pretending, by the way, I like that part. They pretend to show interest about your day, your family, your friends, all these other things when they really don't care at all.
Right.
And so when they're giving you all this attention, all these accolades, shower you with gifts, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden they go, okay, now give me sex right. or do this to me or do this with me. You're like, well, girls I've talked to, like, wait a second. Like, they're confused. Right. Just like, wait, like you were talking about my day and then out of nowhere you just asked me to perform like some really personal, like maybe send you a picture mm-hmm. of yourself, something inappropriate or to do something like that. And it throws these girls off so much. Now they're very confused.
Right.
I will tell you the main reason why there's more F-boys on this planet than ever before. In fact, if you've thought about it for a second, you probably guess it accurate, but I'm going to tell you straight up, the porn-demic. Long, long, long time ago when I was being a little boy of that age, you know, like, you know, hitting my preteen years, just to see a boobie, you had to go through a whole lot, right? Just one boobie. Like the right. HBO, it's like had all these, like, wait, I think there might be a boobie out there somewhere, you know what I mean? Like, you had to walk by a neighbor's house and see, like, you know, somebody's aunt or whatever.
Right.
They weren't boobies you're trying to see, mm-hmm. right? I grew up in San Diego, and there is a surf spot called Black's Beach, and there's a nude beach by it. Trust me, there's no one nude you want to see down on that beach.
Right, yeah.
Every time I go walk down, there's certain people like, oh, you're going to go to the nude beach? I'm like, hey, knock yourself out. Go right in. This ain't France. This ain't mm-hmm. Brazil. There ain't no people. Trust me, people there are not people you want to mm-hmm. see nude. As a kid, you had those natural desires. We're all human beings.
Yeah.
We all have this curiosity of like, oh, that person's good looking, this and that. We have this desire inside of us. That's why, you know, food addictions and sex addictions are very complex because mm-hmm. they come on the hard drive. Like the desire comes on the hard drive.
Right.
People aren't born like, oh, I want heroin. Like right. unless your mom was a heroin addict, you don't come with that type of addiction ready, right? But with sexuality and with these types of things, nowadays, there's a super stimuli. And what super stimuli means, it's a normal, natural thing on steroids. So for example, some animals, and by the way, you guys can Google this, check this out. Some animals, they prefer an exaggerated version of nature. Birds, I know birds for a fact. For example, peacocks. Mm-hmm. Male peacocks, the reason why they're the big feathers and have all this stuff, right, is because in the bird kingdom, the exaggerated version of that bird is like gets more attention. Mm-hmm. Well, human beings are also an animal that likes exaggerated things as well. Mm-hmm. Bigger cars, bigger things,
right? Yeah.
I'm not saying all human beings, okay? Right? People that aren't watching this on YouTube, thankfully we only have like 400 followers on YouTube right now. So we probably just got 200 more just by me saying that. Now they're going to go. Or 200 people that are not going to follow us because point I'm saying, I'm making a mm-hmm. gesture towards the front of my body because human beings sometimes, not all of us, by the way, that's caveat, not all of us, but like will actually desire the more exaggerated, it's like an unrealistic version mm-hmm. of it, right? And having said that, if you look at pornography, or if you take pornography, right? Take that as the example that you're looking at something that, yes, that's a sexual act, but how close to reality is that?
Right.
Not very close in most cases.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as a young man, you know, like, you know, one of my friends, his dad had a Playboy in his bed. My boy's like, oh, look at this Playboy. It's like, as a 14, 13-year-old, like, oh, my gosh. But that was just a still picture. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't really that. Like, it's just a naked girl, right? That was it.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not promoting Playboys or anything. It's just, I'm just saying, like, I'm comparing that to 2023.
Right.
A 14-year-old. Click, click, boom. Mm-hmm. Two taps, couple searches in there. And what they're capable of seeing is far more powerful than their little bodies can handle. Mm-hmm. Imagine 10 years old, 11 years old, 12, 13, 14 years old, someone look at pornography over and over again. Your little tiny baby boy, your innocent little boy can, in that time, see women as not something that they want to connect with, mm-hmm. they want to have emotions with.
Yeah.
And on the outside, they look like good little They're little boys because they're not bad boys. Their vantage point, what they've been seeing, that super stimuli, it becomes the point, and this is another fact too, it becomes a point that these boys are looking at pornography that is so unrealistic that they start to prefer that. Now they got to go on a date with a girl. Now they got to hang out with a girl, and they're just sitting there going, okay, guys, Menchie's ice cream is good. Okay, like, when are you going to show me your body?
Right.
Like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even halfway through my yogurt bowl.
Right.
And because they don't have the social competency, the social ability, because a lot of their communication is through technology, they can say and ask wild, crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
I've used this example on the podcast before, but I think it bears repeating. Growing up, I knew some crazy guys. In fact, I usually bring this up when I'm with a group of my buddies that are my age in our 40s, and I'll bring this up, and they all agree, right? And what I say is like, man, we knew some crazy dudes. Like, some of the guys I'm talking to, they were the crazy guy, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe they think I was the crazy guy. And so we're sitting there going, yeah, like, remember that one guy, how crazy he was? I'll just pick a random person. Remember how crazy he was? I'm like, did we ever know that that crazy guy would take a picture of his privates and mail it to a girl? To their house?
Yikes. Right.
That had never been thought of.
Yeah.
That would be suicide, like social suicide, yeah. Right? The dad opens up, what the? there would be like, and the cops would be like, mm-hmm. You beat this kid's butt for what? Oh, yeah. Like, there would have been no canceling the dad. No, right. One video camera. The kid would have got his butt beat by the brothers, dad. Then his dad would probably beat him. Like, mm-hmm. So what the heck? And no girl just took naked pictures of herself and put it in a mail and sent it to some boy that she was her pen pal with.
Yeah.
Like, that just didn't happen.
Right.
And now these are the same kids that can't even ask each other out on a date.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll send naked pictures. I've unfortunately worked with a number of kids, boys and girls, that were very suicidal and actually left schools because of that happening, and it got out.
Yeah.
So when we talk about F-boys, it is a porn-demic that I think fuels this. There will always be F-boys, especially there's F-men too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those too. That's mm-hmm. for a different episode, different workshop, yeah. But we'll be doing that one after the teen.
Right.
Let's help the teen girls first, get them, you know, save them, protect them, and fortify them first. Right. But in this situation, it's like, that's the question I have for you. How much do you think, did I make a good enough case that could really be like the thing that opened up the floodgates for more F-boys to be created?
Oh, for sure. Like social media, just porn being a click away too. They're just so overly exposed to things that I never was when I was in high school. Like, we were not that sexual in high school.
Yeah.
And now,
the couple people that were, everybody knew about it.
Oh, everybody knew about it. And it was like, what? Why are they like that? Like, how are they getting away with this or whatever? But now it's just so easy. And I even see like younger girls in high school, they're over-sexualizing themselves as well in all their photos. And
you mean you've seen Instagram prom pictures lately? What have you thought? Would your mom let you wear that as a prom dress?
Absolutely not. She would have murdered me. Yeah. But I think that it is starting with the boys. It's starting with the F boys because that's what they want. Yeah, that's what they want. So going back to what I was saying, the people pleasers, these girls are like, oh, this is what gets his attention. This is what they want. But it's completely attracting the wrong type of boy.
I consider it to very similar to like, it just takes 1 8-year-old in their class to get an iPhone 14.
Mm-hmm.
And then another kid's like, Susie got the iPhone 14. It's like,
right.
And then parents like have a hard time fighting it. And mm-hmm. then next thing you know, it's like slowly, then more and more kids. Next thing you know, 5 years later, it was like, I need a new iPhone.
Right.
And it's like, that's a 13. Like, that's so like, yes, like last year. Yeah. Right. And then all of a sudden, like this pressure from the parents, I think it's very similar with the dress. What do you think?
Oh, I agree.
It just takes one girl, like, hey, this one guy likes it.
Yep.
Another girl's like, wow, she's getting lots of attention.
Suit. Yes. Absolutely.
Especially if she's a popular girl.
Yep.
I mean, this is quite the social contagion, in my opinion.
I mean, we weren't as sexual as it is now in high school, but exactly what you said, when I was in high school, the girl that got the most attention was definitely the most promiscuous. But she was always getting screwed over, you know, exactly what we're saying.
Well, very similar boys, like the boys in my high school that got the most attention when I was like a junior coming mm-hmm. up were 3 boys that did steroids.
And, makes sense, yeah.
And they were buff and ripped and walked out their shirts off all the time. It's like, I mean, it was like, now I was fortunate for me that I was never like, I want to look like that too.
Right.
I was like, hey, I'm good in sports. That's mm-hmm. got to be good enough. Some girls don't like, some girls would like me because I got a football scholarship, right? Thankfully, apparently a couple girls do like football players.
Right.
But if not, like I would have been in big trouble if I wasn't good at football. I'm like, what do I do? You know what I mean? But could you see how some girls are just not just being nice? Because we talked about the nice and want to be accepted. But also, too, I don't think too many girls, especially in their teenagers, are saying, I just want to be average.
Right. No, that's not how it is these days at all.
I don't think it's ever that way. But in your opinion, why do you think it's even worse now? Like more accepted? I think it has anything to do with the cell phone and the internet? I don't know.
Maybe.
But seriously, elaborate on that.
That's what I was going to say.
Because you're active on social media.
Yeah. I think like Instagram and TikTok, like I've seen girls that are still in high school that are doing things I did when I was 21, 22. Like I see them out at the bars or they're getting flown out to places with like athletes and stuff that when they're barely 18 and still in high school. That is so crazy. And that's so detrimental to, I feel like, their mental health as well.
And it's dangerous.
It is, for sure.
Very dangerous because they may look like they're 25, 26 years old. They don't really have the street smarts.
Right. They don't understand the consequences that come with these things, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like what you're saying is that the pressure, you know, it affects many young girls.
Yeah.
And like we said, it doesn't, I mean, if you dress a certain way, obviously you're going to get more attention. However, you also mentioned something too. It's like girls that seem to be people pleasers and allow boys to say outlandish, crazy things and don't check those boys. Don't put them in check and just sit there and giggle and kind of go along with the joke. Before the podcast, before we started recording, we talked about that. Like the girls that just kind of, like if a guy makes a really inappropriate sexual joke or makes a comment on a teenage girl's body, and if she's kind of like gets uncomfortable and doesn't know what to say, she's probably just gonna laugh, and it seems like she might be going along with it.
Right. Yeah.
How can that, if a girl doesn't know what to say, have good comebacks, and doesn't have that assertiveness planned out ahead of time, how can that be detrimental and make her more like a victim possibly?
Yeah. I just think that kind of what I said before, like F boys or these types of bullies of boys, they play on that. They can tell. If you shut it down immediately, they're going to be like, whoa. They're probably going to be like, you're such a brat, whatever.
Yeah.
But
another B word, maybe.
Yeah.
But, or they'd say, I'm just joking.
Right. Or like, oh my gosh, you're so uptight or whatever it is. But it's like, then they kind of think like, oh, I don't really want to mess with her because like she's going to put me in my place. I can't get away with it.
You've seen that. You've been on both ends of the spectrum, right? You've been the girl that's kind of laughed along like, wait, I wasn't saying laughing because it was funny.
Right.
I wasn't going along with it. But then you've also been the girl on the other side of the spectrum that you had to check them.
And when I was always the little, the laughing one, later I would look like look back and I'd be like, why didn't I say anything, you know? And then I'd feel bad about it. I'm like, why do I let people disrespect me like that?
Do you think a lot of girls experience that? Where they like, they like later on, like, I should have said this, I should have said that. And then they go, okay, next time I'll say something, but they don't really plan for it. And the next time happens and then they're caught off guard again.
I do.
Yeah. That's a problem, isn't it? Like not being prepared for those situations.
Yeah.
I liken it almost to like, all right, we have a pandemic. Found out a lot of people weren't ready for a pandemic. Not at all.
Oh, not at all.
People freaking out over toilet paper.
Right.
In my mind, I was like, that was the worst thing to freak out over. It's like, do you have a bunch of old t-shirts? Cut them up.
Right.
I'm like, what do you need toilet paper for? I'm like, what the, like, there's leaves outside that are doing nothing. You know what I mean? I'm like, come on, man. I'm like, but like, that just showed you the panic of it because they saw no toilet paper on the shelf. So it was like, they weren't ready, right? How many people didn't have water, food, any storage? So there was that panic going on. And I think in a lot of situations, in social situations, there is like a panic, like I have to be liked or I have to get a girl to like me.
Yeah, I agree. And I think on the girl side too, they panic because they're like, I don't want to be like the mean girl that they think is like stuck up or rude. But it's like, no, it's just respect. It's just boundaries.
Let's be honest. The definition of F-boy said it pretty clearly. some boys are not innocent and they figured out the game. They figured out. So let's narrow them down, a few of them. One, like, I'm going to give you a scenario and I'm saying F boys do this. And I want you to say why you think they do that. And we already talked about this one. So queuing this one up for you.
Okay.
Teenage boy just looks at a girl and is like, hey, what's up? What's your name? Oh, what's up? It's like, damn, you have the hottest. And like, just a direct,
right?
Like, damn, you have the hottest. I just want to, and like, just says it, like,
right.
Barely even knows the girl.
Yeah.
Why do you think an F boy would use that approach? What does it do?
I just think they think that they're going to get what they want, or like break her down a little bit, you know?
Do you think it might get her to expose?
Possibly. Yeah. If he's complimenting her.
Think about it. You just said F boys will typically try to choose a girl who's maybe a little bit less insecure, a little bit secure. Mm-hmm. Just kind of, do you think it might be a way to heat check to see if a girl's going to stand up for herself
and, 100%.
And bite back or not?
Yeah, I do.
So that's why in those moments, here's the problem with those boys. Mm-hmm. Just because a girl doesn't bite back or say anything doesn't mean that she's okay with it. She just might not know what to say.
Yeah, she just might not know how to go about it. And it's like, you don't have to be rude when you bite back, but it's also like, just back off. Like, leave me alone, you know?
And what about the fear factor? Do you think that some girls are actually scared that if a guy's going to say something that crazy, they're like, well, like, what if he like, just like, what if I say, leave me alone? Like, what if he punches me?
Yeah, he might freak out. Right. Because his ego's bruised, you know?
Yeah, some guys don't like that. And maybe... Yeah. Maybe some girls have had experiences with dads or brothers, whatever, hit them, or maybe they've been abused by someone before. So that's a legitimate fear.
Yeah.
It's a bigger human being, assuming it's a bigger boy than her. So to bite back, that may cause a confrontation that they don't want to have.
Right. Yes, exactly.
So everybody listen to this. F boys will use crazy, wild compliments and sexual statements just to check to see how you respond or how you react to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now on the definition talked about, F boys will get overly emotional about things like, oh gosh, like, you know, I thought you wanted to be with me. I thought you wanted to hang out. And they'll make a big deal, very dramatic about little issues. Why do you think that works to confuse girls to make something really dramatic?
Cause I mean, it's manipulation. It's basically gaslighting the girl to think that she's doing something wrong. So he can probably go do something else.
Are girls natural relationship problem solvers, or when girls see there's a problem, like a friend or a guy has a problem with them in the relationship, like an emotional problem, can girls just easily brush it off, no big deal? Or do like, most girls like, wait, what?
I care. How do we fix this? Yes.
I need to prove that they do care. How do I fix it?
Mm-hmm. Right? And the guy's just like, he loves that. That's exactly what he wants, to mess with your head.
Think about it. Mm-hmm. What better way to manipulate a girl to give you something you want than to confuse her and to make her feel like she has to prove to you that she's good.
Right. And then once you're begging, he's like, oh, I'm the man. You know, that's
Then do this for me. If you really like that, do this for me. Especially if it's something that she wasn't willing to do before because her morals, or she's like, no, I'm not that kind of girl, or I just don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The girls that I've been helping recently and even in recent years, they'd all had really bad scenarios where they were caught off guard. The guy said, well, why are we even here? Why are you even doing that if you're just going to tease me and this and that? And the girl was like confused. Like, I thought we're just hanging out, having like a good time. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, like, wait, now I'm like, it's like a distraction.
Now he's mad at you. Yeah.
It's like a distraction. Like, I'm going to distract you with this fake drama that I really care about us being together. And if you want to make this drama go away, you have to give me something over here sexually that has nothing to do with that.
Right. Yeah. That makes me sad.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. For you personally, why does that make you sad?
Because I've been in that position before where you're just innocently going to hang out with someone and then they just flip on you, you know, and they're like, well, why'd you even come over here then if you're not going to do this? And it's just like, you feel so used. You're like, that's all you think of me, you know? And so it makes me sad that younger girls are going through that too.
When a girl is sad, do you think, not all girls, but do you think some girls could be like, fine, whatever?
Right.
Like, do you think they could be feeling so low self-esteem that they may just kind of go along with it because they're like, fine.
Yeah.
If that's all I can get, like I can't get guys to like me. It's my only value, my only worth, because I know a lot of guys that like, they will double down. I'm talking about older men right now. Mm-hmm. They'll double down. It's like, well, I'm not attractive. I'm not this. I'm just going to make a lot of money. I'm not going to care about people's feelings. And I'll prove to the world that I'm worthwhile because I'll make so much money. People have to like me.
Yep.
Instead of saying, why don't I try to be a good person and make money?
Right, exactly.
Like, they almost like just, I'm not good at any of those other things. I failed those things, so I'm just going to find, I guess it'll be this.
Yeah.
With girls, is that, for some girls, is that kind of like one of those things where you could understand why mm-hmm. they just surrender and go, fine, if they like my breast, my butt, or my looks, or whatever, or if I can be, you know, if I can get them to like me because of this, I guess that's better than being alone. I guess it's better than having no one like me.
Yep. Spot on.
And correct me if I'm wrong, this isn't just for girls who, like, I don't want to use like any sort of like 1 to 10 scale, but this isn't just for girls who would be considered like unattractive.
Right.
This would be for a girl, and I'm talking about how she sees herself. Mm-hmm. Like, this could be for girls, could actually be very attractive. Lots of guys want to date her, but for some reason, she just gets caught up in this. She doesn't have good self-worth or self-esteem.
Right. Yep.
And so, like, you don't have to, like, you could be a really attractive girl, a moderately attractive girl, and you could still have those same insecurities.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Now, let me ask you, in your career, because Lacey, you know, when I met her as a teenager, she was pretty successful as a model. As a teenager, mm-hmm. even pretty young, right? Yeah. You know? And so she's all flying around, going to play stuff like that. I think you could weigh on this probably more than the average person. Are there insecure models out there? Like girls that look beautiful on the inside and on the inside, they're struggling.
It doesn't matter who you are. Every girl, especially girls, we are all insecure about something. And it doesn't matter what you're fixing or what you're doing. You're insecure about something. That's all something we all can relate on as women.
So it doesn't mm-hmm. matter who you are. You're going to be hypersensitive to how you're viewed and how you're appeared.
Yeah.
And how you appear to other people.
Yeah.
And then if you're in a down moment, if you're not feeling good about yourself mm-hmm. and this charming, charismatic guy comes along, makes you feel like $1 million, you could be manipulated.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially if their intentions are just really, like it said in that definition, just to scratch a sexual itch or some sort of like, you know, because the F-boys that I've personally known and the ones I've tried to rehabilitate to my best of my ability, some mm-hmm. of them have been friends, some of them have been clients. I saw that they saw women as an object. Mm-hmm. It was an accomplishment. It was an object. It was like if I get this girl to be my girl, then that's an arm candy, a bracelet. It's like, see, I got this girl to me.
Yeah.
But they didn't value her like a person. They valued her like a thing.
Yes, exactly.
Like, I have a nicer car than you. Mm-hmm. I have a faster car. I have a more expensive car.
Right.
And so I need my car to look and act the way I want my car to look and act.
Yeah.
As opposed to, how would you like to look and act?
Right. Exactly.
Now, this can happen as early even in teenagers.
Uh-huh. 100%. Yeah.
Let's say what, I got another question for you, because we talked about, you know, if we're going to do this workshop, not mm-hmm. if we are, but because we're going to do this workshop, we're going to help girls save themselves if they're in these relationships, protect themselves from being manipulated.
Yeah.
Also help fortify them to make them not attractive to these types of guys.
Right.
You mentioned a little bit, but I want you to elaborate on a little bit more. Talked about being unattractive to these types of boys means that you're going to have to do some things and carry yourself in a certain way. Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of parents tell their teenage girls this. You just need to stand up for yourself. You need to tell them, especially here in the Mormon community, I hear a lot of parents and I get what they're saying. And I'm like, I get what you're saying. And they're not going to repeat that to a teenage boy.
Right.
Right. Like this one family not too long ago, they said, well, you need to tell boys when, you know, they ask you for a naked picture. And this girl never sent them. She's had a couple crazy boys like try. Right. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I didn't know what to do. And the mom was like, you just need to tell them that is against your morals, and in your church, the prophet has told you this, and like just long lecture, and the girl was going like,
no.
She's like, and this girl's like dressing hip and cute. She's like, and she looked at me, and I was like, Mom, would you mind if I gave your daughter some suggestions instead? Because I get where the mom was coming from.
Yeah.
But the mom's not a teenager. That's not how teenagers communicate. That's not how they talk.
Right.
Well, I taught the teenager how to, let's say her name was, I always use Stacy for some reason, because it's not like a typical name nowadays. Yeah. It's more like my generation type of name. I said, Mom, with all due respect, we need to teach your little angel, Stacy, how to have some street smarts. And we need to create a persona for her. Mm-hmm. So instead of Stacy, when she comes, she can be Stacy when she's at church with her friends on cheerleading squad. But when F boys come around, she needs to turn to Stacia.
Yep.
No more Stacy.
Right.
Stacy has got F boy, like she is the opposite of F boy, uh-huh. SPF. She is, yeah. She is attracting F boys. She is not, you know, propelling them or like
yeah.
putting them away. So I told her, I said, here's what we got to do. Now, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of teaser, but I really want you to come to the workshop because mm-hmm. I can only tell you so much of this. And this isn't counseling or therapy. One of the things I did to help her was I had to respond back to one of those boys who texted her. Mm-hmm. Now, I asked the mom the magic question. I said, Mom, do you trust me? And the mom was like, yeah, I guess. I'm like, because I'm going to help your daughter respond. But I wanted the mom to be in the room because the mom was... She was very straight-laced, let's put it that way. Okay. Right? She was very proper, very prim and proper. And she, proper. Here's the thing is, she wanted me to help her daughter because she was pissed off. She wanted to castrate this boy. Mm-hmm. But she was trying to be a proper. I'm like, Mom, you can't want to castrate a boy and be proper at the same time. Right. I prefer we get more on the castration yeah. side right now, but yeah. let me handle it in a way where you don't have to go to jail.
Okay? Right, yeah.
She, the mom, had, could you imagine like, your daughter gets a like from some little sleazy boy. Wouldn't you want to kill that freaking boy?
Oh, my mom would do the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, you're like, you little, call it, where do they live? Like, yeah. you call your mom, this is what you do to your son. Look, like, you uh-huh. want to go ham on these kids, right?
Right.
So, Mom, calm down. You don't want to get kicked off the Relief Society. Kicked out of the Relief Society because that may or may not have been the situation. She's yeah. like, right, I don't want to do that. Like, by the way, I love this mom. She's a sweetheart. In fact, if she's watching, she'll know. She's like, oh my gosh, David. Okay. So what happened was we get in the situation. I go, Mom, listen, like, because if you read this text later on, she mm-hmm. the mom may have a heart attack. She'll, he told you to text him. What? I said, okay, Mom, here's what we're going to do. I said, Stacia mm-hmm. would say, funny.
Right.
Stacia, here's what you're going to say. Stacia texted her back, said, oh, you want some pics? ? And he responded back, you know, some stupid like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's all, mm-hmm. of course, yeah. right? And she goes, okay, pics from up top. And he's like facts, or, you know, something stupid yeah. like that, right?
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, I can do better than that. This is what I had her text. And mom's uh-huh. going, I'm having a heart attack, Dave. Right. Like, trust me on this. And so the kid's like, mind blown emojis, like, whoa, like all these like mm-hmm. stupid, like he thought he had a live one. He thought he had Stacy when mm-hmm. he really was about to get Stacia. Mm-hmm. So he was like, oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, yeah. And she's like, oh, I'll do better than that. I'll take pictures down low. And he was like, he was freaking out. He was like, probably like, and then out of nowhere, mom's sitting there having a heart attack still. I go, watch. I go, now go to your gifts. And we found these cat gifts. And this has been my favorite.
Oh,
I've
I'm
had
dead.
So many girls do this now. It works every time, right?
I love that.
So there was cats floating in outer space. There was this one cat, like with this like sexual look, laying on a couch, like its paw was like a real cat, like going, hey, baby, like mm-hmm. this. She sent him like four or five of them. And the mom's like, what's he going to do? I'm like, just watch. Responds back, WTF is this. And so then I had to respond back, what the heck are you asking me for nudes pics for?
Right.
Your mom works at blankety blank. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, I'm like, let him know.
Yeah.
I know where your mom works, fool.
Right.
Like, this is Stacia you're talking to now.
Yeah.
That was what made it more powerful, is that she was going along with it only to whap.
Yeah.
And she goes, your mom works there. You were so lucky. I'm not one of those girls that doesn't screenshot this and send that to your mom's work. You're so lucky. I don't send this to school. You're so lucky in this. I thought you were a cool dude. Mm-hmm. You better hope. It's like, I'm really hoping that one of your friends or someone is doing this as a prank, because if not, you're playing with fire. Do you realize how much trouble you can get in this?
Yeah.
You're stupid. You should never do this again. Guess what he said? Nothing.
Oh, nuh-uh.
Never heard back from him again. Perfect. That's called the Toodaloo. Fear of yeah. God, aka the fear of Stacia.
Right. He was terrified.
I will admit, not under circumstances like that, because they didn't have that issues when I was a kid.
Yeah.
There's two or three girls that I thought I was being all smooth and Don Juan and said some stuff, and they turn about face and like, excuse me, like, no, like, it wasn't even that bad. And they checked me. I was like,
yeah,
damn, I'm sorry. Like, I'm like, I was like, I like went to like my mom. I'm like, my mom raised better boy than that. I'm like, what am I saying all this stuff for? Like, like I was like so embarrassed of my own actions because I got carried away. See, boys get carried away. Not every not every boy is an F boy, but a lot of boys are flirting with being an F boy.
Exactly.
They got an older brother giving them bad advice.
Yeah.
They got friends like, dude, you should just do that. Ask her for pics. She'll probably send it. She looks like a hoe. It's like that little freaking kid.
Really, though?
Has probably never kissed a girl in his life.
Right.
He watches way too many freaking YouTube videos, plays too much, like, you know, Xbox game where he's hanging out with, like, 25-year-olds on Xbox.
Yeah.
There's so many boys in there that are flexing like they're all tough dudes. Mm-hmm. Those are the same boys like, yeah, give me your address, bro. Meet me outside. Let's fight. They don't show up to those fights.
Oh, absolutely.
Those boys ain't like tough. They're not. They're just running their mouth until someone checks them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So once she said that back, never responded. And the mom was like, oh my gosh. So the mom learned a lot. And I learned a lot from that situation. I've been doing this for years now.
Yeah.
So that if you like that, I'm going to teach your daughters how to have something better than just telling boys and blocking boys. Because if you just block every single boy that is stupid or acts rude or whatever, you get better at blocking boys.
Mm-hmm.
If you know how to come back, not to pick a fight.
Right.
Because, you know, she was like, hey, man, I thought you were better than that. Like, come on, dude. Like, why are you doing that? Like, you're lucky I'm cool.
Yeah.
Or else you could get in a lot of trouble. She wasn't threatening she's going to send this the principal. It's even better. She said, I could.
Right.
But I won't.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to give you some grace and a little bit of benefit of the doubt. I don't want your daughters to cancel every boy, and I don't want them to block every boy. Now, of course, here's the caveat. Safety first. If a boy's threatening your daughter, if it's really malicious, this advice is not for you.
Right.
You call the cops.
Yeah.
Right? You call the principal, call whoever. But in these situations, if you want to teach your daughters real F-boy self-defense, right? F-boy, 100% F-boy SPF.
Yeah.
Then they got to have those comebacks ready. So now looking back at our conversation, if the girls had these skills that when you were younger, when I gave this to you, but if the girls today had those skills, do you think they'd be more inclined to actually repel more F-boys and not give them mixed messages?
For sure, yeah. And if they have those skills, then they're more competent in themselves to handle these situations.
And guess what? They can share those skills.
Right, exactly.
If girls can share, hey, you know, guys like this, like that, so we got to dress this way, we can also reverse that type.
Yeah.
Because this is a social contagion where a lot of girls are feeling I have to be more sexual. It's not like they don't have marketing all around the world promoting sexuality.
Right.
It's not like the porn industry isn't one of the biggest industries in the world.
Right.
I don't know if you knew this. In 2010, the porn industry made more than the NFL, the MLB, the NBA, the NHL, all those leagues combined in 2010. Do you think in 2023 they're going broke?
Right. Absolutely not. I had no idea. No. That's crazy.
This is a serious, and then of course, now we all know about sex trafficking. Let's not even talk about how many of those girls may not even want to be in those videos.
Right.
Right. So this is a generation of boys being raised by either being influenced by it, or maybe your son out there listening to mom, if this scares you, we'll do another workshop for F-boy rehabilitation or F-boy prevention.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not joking. I'm being dead serious on this. But if you're worried about your boys, like your boy may not actually be looking at porn, but he's influenced by other boys who do.
Mm-hmm.
The objectification of women is so out of control, and it starts at a young age. If a boy starts to get a couple girls that like do things sexually inappropriate, here's the thing is, girls are sexual beings too. It's not like these teenage girls don't have hormones. It's not like they're not attracted. So you have hormones. You're attracted to a boy, and then he's an F-boy on top of it.
Right.
If he's an F boy and you're attracted to him, that's the worst combination.
Right.
Exactly. Because then it's like you don't get a chance to develop a normal relationship. If your first relationship as a girl is with an F boy, that could be traumatizing for
Very.
You. You can literally think that like, I can't trust boys, this and that. And then if you have daddy issues on top of it, ooh, that's the triple whammy.
Yeah.
The daddy issues, attractive boy who's really good at talking, he's got bad influence and looking at porn. This is a very common thing. And so that girl could be trying to make a boy happy because she's got unfinished business with her dad. who wasn't there for or who isn't there for.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. I mean, this could get out of control really quickly. Yeah. That's why I want your girls to come to the very first F-Boy prevention, F-Boy SPF, F-Boy proofing workshop that I'm aware of, at least the first one in this area in Utah. So, would you mind saying a couple of last words, like just heartfelt words to just any girl out there, you know, struggling with this, because I know you've been through these types of things. Just anything like, hey, like, you know, don't give up on yourself. Like, just, I mean, we don't need to promote the workshop anymore, but just something about, like, you know, something from your heart that you want for them to see in themselves.
Yeah. I mean, the reason I'm doing this, you asked me to, and I obviously would love to, but it's just because I have experience in this. I've done this, and I know how detrimental it was to my mental health. So I think that's why I'm so passionate about women and younger girls being confident and learning how to make men respect them, because it's so important for your own confidence, but also everything else in life. You know, you want to be confident in your work, your relationships, everything. And I've been there where I've been down and so unhappy with choices I've made or not respecting myself. And once I started finally doing that, I was like, well, I'm really, truly happy now. So I want to help younger women do that faster than I did.
So you're saying, even though with the accolades in your modeling career and stuff like that you've had, if you felt down on yourself, you actually have looked in the mirror before and didn't feel that you're attractive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't feel, and not just looks-wise, just like inside, you didn't feel good inside about yourself?
Yeah, and I think that's more so where F-boys would find me, or, know, that's when they would prey on me, and I didn't have these skills or tools to know how to handle these situations. So I think that's why I'm pretty passionate about it now. I'd like to help younger girls get ahead of the game.
Well, there's no liking. Mm-hmm. We're going to.
We are, absolutely.
So that's why you guys, Lacey and I, we have combined forces to do this. And, you know, in fact, we'll probably do more episodes on this. We'll see the feedback. In fact, we should probably put out a question. We should do a question for parents on this one. We should say, hey, listen to this episode, ask any questions, because we'd like to weigh in on this. And then would you be down to come back and answer some questions about this specific subject?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, to lead up to the workshop? Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. You guys heard it here. We're going to be doing the first F-Boy SPF, 100% SPF F-Boys. Day and night, you will not be burned by F-Boys anymore, right? This is going to be to protect you from the sun and the moon exposure of F-Boys. And you guys, thank you to my guest, Lacey, for coming on with me today. Look forward to having you back to answer some questions. And for all you guys listening to the podcast, follow us on Instagram, follow us on YouTube, and most importantly, thank you for helping us to light the fire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.